T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 On Demand Audio.
Yeah. So are we dreaming of a white November 15th that could be attached to Christmas?
Yes, we are. Snows can happen in November. The biggest on record is 11.3 for the entire month of November, though most of that fell in a storm. We haven't had a November storm in a long time. Have to go back to the 70s and then back into the 50s. But we've got one coming. This is an impressive winter storm for really the whole listening area for the most part, but it's a southern storm. It will track itself over the boot heel of Missouri, then into the Ohio Valley. Does appear to be gaining a little bit of power right now. So the clouds take over today. They're taking over fairly quickly now, but it's quiet today. No weather problems at all. It's cold. Tonight, cloudy skies. Could be a little light snow here and there during the evening hours, but most of the steadier snow developing after midnight. Prime time for a moderate to heavy snow is 4 a.m., to noontime on Thursday, then tapering off during the afternoon. So the morning rush is going to be a mess, and I think a lot of schools will be canceling. First snow day, a really early snow day for all the kids, and I know they're hoping for that. Total snow accumulations, I'm upping it just a touch for the Metro St. Louis area, and this is by the time it's all done as it tapers off Thursday afternoon. We're looking at about 4 to 5 inches across the Metro St. Louis area, Farmington to Mount Vernon, to Lake Carlisle, in the 4 to 6 range, and then less as you move to the west and to the north, Montgomery City to Warrenton, Detroit to Carlinville, about 1 to 3 inches of snow. So it's enough to push, it's enough to plow, and it's enough to cause traffic headaches in the morning and also some airport delays in the morning.
So inquiring minds in my house want to know, is a snowman building snow?
It's going to start off fairly dry because as it starts, the temperatures will be in the 20s, but temperatures will be rising a little bit as we go through the day on Thursday, so it'll start to become a wet snow. So yes, it won't be right off the bat, but it should turn into a pretty good snowman snow.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, reports that I've seen are further west, the less snow, further east, a little more snow. What are like the numbers out in, you know, St. Charles County and then the numbers, you know, across the river and
Madison County?
St. Charles, I'll put in the metro area, so in that 4 to 5 range. You have to really get out into central Missouri, northeast Missouri, where the amounts will taper off very, very quickly. In fact, there'll be a stretch from like Columbia to Hannibal to Springfield, Illinois, that may not see any snow at all. And then the further south, southeast, and east you go, the amounts will probably be a little closer to 6 inches by the time it all winds down. A little more rain will probably get involved in that stuff across southeast Missouri and southern Illinois. So it's pretty good snow. It's a pretty good snow any time of year. And for November, it's a really good snow.
And Dave, with all this talk, all this focus on the weather right now, perfect time for the winter forecast, which for people that don't know, not being on Channel 2 anymore doesn't mean that it's not going to be happening. We'll do it on the Dave Glover Show, and you're putting it on Facebook. When's the winter forecast?
It will be 4:30 tomorrow on the DGS. Mm-hmm. And we'll go through the 3 months. We'll talk about whether or not we'll have a white Christmas or not. And then at exactly the same time, it will be posted on Facebook on Dave Murray's Weather.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure we share that Facebook page as well. I got to say, the snow day anticipation as a child is one of the happiest and most exciting things. I mean, like up there.
Unless you don't get it.
Up there with Christmas.
And it's crushing.
And I remember pulling myself out of bed at like 5:30 in the morning and like a zombie going and sitting in front of the Click TV upstairs and probably watching Dave Murray and seeing, you know, watching the scroll on the, like, Festus. Festus made me so mad because I went to school in Edwardsville. And I'm like, no, not the F's, not the F's.
Yes. For me, it was Hillsboro because we were Hazelwood.
Everybody knows that school.
We were Hazelwood.
Yeah.
So if it went like Grandview And then you're like, okay,
here come the ages. Here it comes.
And then it would go Hillsboro. No. And then you'd be like, no.
And then you'd be like, maybe the next time. And you'd fall asleep until we got back to the A's.
Now, I always tell the kids, you know, do your homework tonight.
Yeah.
I do think you probably get a snow day.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you get your homework done, then you can enjoy the snow all day on Thursday.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, Dave, Mary, we appreciate you coming on here and giving us that lowdown.
Anytime.
And we'll be listening tomorrow to the Dave Glover Show at 4:30 to hear that winter forecast
all
for sure.
Tony, I'll talk to you later today.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.